弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you。
好快的啊！一下子我们6个月就过去了，我们进到下半年就开始了。
Time is flying. We enter now into the second half of the year.
那么我们一直在分享腓立比书。
And we've been going through the book of Philippians.
And 今天我们要分享的呢，刚好我们就照着这个章节来分享。刚好今天有个很好的一个我觉得是一个 topic， 对我们来讲是很有意义的。
And according to the schedule that today we are going to in that special topic that is especially meaningful.
这边特别讲到在腓立比书第三章第十二节到第十六节的经文里面。
And we are in today Philippians chapter 3:12-16.
让我们来看见神在未来的半年里面要向我们说什么话。
And let's look at what God has in store for us for the next six months.
让我们来读第十二节到第十六节。
And let's read chapter 3:12-16.
好，我们一同来念。来，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求。或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。这边我们再念，所以得着我的，或以所要我得的。继续来，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来得的奖赏。所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
So verse 12 starting thatNow that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of what which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward.In Christ Jesus. All of us who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained.
让我们来祷告。
That's right.
亲爱的圣天父，我们赞美你，当你的子民聚集的时候，照你的应许，你的同在就在这里。当我们阅读你话的时候，当我们朗读经文的时候，照你的应许，你的话也在我们的心里面与我们同在。求主打开我们的耳朵，主啊，将你的话语来帮助我们，让我们在生命当中，我们真的可以知道我们的生命的意义在哪里，也帮助我们能够来奔跑这一条你所命定在我们生命里面的道路。让我们在你的里面得蒙喜悦，我们也得到那极大的喜乐。我们谢谢主赐福于我们这段时间，祷告感谢靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。好，当我们读到这段经文的时候呢，好像你看不出来保罗是一个非常 depressed 的一个光景一个状况。
So when we first read this passage, we would not know that Paul is under a very distressed state.
他讲到说，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我乃是什么竭力追求，可以要去得着耶稣基督所要得着我的。
And it says, in verse 12, not that all I have already obtained all this, but have already been made perfect.
他说他只有一件事情，他就是要忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
And he says, but I have pressed on to take hold of what which God has took hold of me.
哦，感谢主，当我们想到说他要向着标杆直跑的时候，他要跑去哪里呢？
So when we are looking at the passage and it is pressing towards the goal, but what is the goal?
我们不要忘记他这个时候正在坐监牢。
And let's not forget that he was in prison at that time.
他要跑去哪里？
And where would he be heading?
不能哪里也不能去啊。
And there was nowhere he could have gone.
被监禁起来。
And he was incarcerated.
但是虽然他被捆绑，但是神的道不能被捆绑。
Although he was in prison, but of course there's nothing that can be bound for the word of God.
这就是保罗的一生，他是一个向着标杆直跑的一个人生。
And that is the whole life of Paul. He was pressing on towards the goal.
不管得时，不管不得时，不管是什么样的 season， 他就是一个定义，我要来奔跑神所给我的那一份。
So regardless of the situation he was in, whether it is whatever the season, he was pressing forward.
而且特别讲到就是我要放弃，我要放下，忘记背后，我要把过去都忘掉，我就是要向着前面去跑。And
it was talking about forgetting what was behind and pressing forward.
所以我们在这里，我们就感受得到他那种对他人生那种意向的一个热情。So
we can feel that the passion that he has for life.
那么读的时候，读一直读在这个经文，我们一直读的时候呢，我们出来会发现，我就有一个问题。
And as we, if I continue to read a passage, there's a question that pop up in my mind.
真的是那个很简单的问题，要跑到哪里去啊？
And it was the question was actually quite simple. Where was he heading?
向着标杆直跑，很美，一直跑，但是要往哪里跑？
And of course, it is very good to press towards the goal, but where was is the goal?
在这一段经文里面呢，我们看不出很实在、很具体的他的到底所谓的标杆是什么。So
in this passage, that the goal was not spelled out specifically.
但是当我们回想到保罗他的蒙召，我们就清楚了他的标杆到底是什么。Now,
but when we think back that by the time he when he was called, then we can understand what the goal of his life.
所以当我们把他的这一件事情，当我们把他的过去的这个领受意向的历程，当我们看见的时候，我们就能了解他向着标杆直跑在讲什么。So
when we look at the vision that he received from Christ Jesus, then we can understand what was he was talking about in terms of his goal.
圣经上面特别有记载，特别在《使徒行传》里面记载了一段，当他在亚基帕王面前分诉的时候，怎么样？ 受审判的时候，他怎么样把他的蒙召的经历把它说出来？So
in the book of Acts in chapter 26, before King Agrippa, that Paul was outlining the calling he has received from Christ.
我想我们也花一点点的时间，我们来看这段的经文。我们来看《使徒行传》26章第12节。So
let's look at Acts chapter 26.
12节，好，我们只会念到第十九节。
And to verse 19.
好，这一段我们时间不是太够哈，我念就好了，会比较快一些哈。第26章第12节，这是保罗在亚基帕王面前他的一个告白哈。那时我领了祭司长的权柄和命令，往大马色去。王啊，我在路上晌午的时候，看见从天发光，比日头还亮，四面照着我，并与我同行的人。 他们都扑倒在地，我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说：“扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你右脚踢刺是难的。”我说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事、做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。我差你到他们那里去。” 要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪和一切成圣的人同得基业。亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。OK。
All right, in Acts 12, it says, on one of these journeys I was going to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priest. About noon, O king, I was on the road. I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, blazing around me and my companion. We all fell down on the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goat. Then I asked, Who are you, Lord? Then I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. The Lord replied, Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen of me and what I will show you. I'll rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light. And from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sin and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So then, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
所以这段的经文就特别就讲到他的一个心路历程，他的一个告白。
So this passage actually talks about the journey of his heart, so to speak.
他怎么样蒙神的一个呼召，给了他一个人生的意向。
How he received the calling from God and become the life.
他讲到在中午的时候，好像天上有大光啊，从天发光，讲到比日头还亮。我们不知道比日头还亮的光是什么光。
And he was talking about when it happened at noon, there was a light brighter than the sun. We don't know what it means by brighter than the sun.
然后这时候。 主耶稣就向他显现,
and then God appeared to him. Jesus appeared to him.
就讲到一件事情, 告诉他说, 我特意向你显现, 第16节讲到, 要派你做执事, 做见证。
And it talked about in verse 16 that I'll appoint you as a servant and as a witness.
做什么事情呢? 做什么样的执事呢? 第18节, 我差你到他们那里去,他们眼睛得开, 从黑暗中归向光明, 从撒旦的权下归向神。
So what is he supposed to do? Is to open up their eyes and turn the power from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God.
最后讲到就是能够和一同一切成圣的人能够同得基业，因为他们的罪能够得到赦免。So
it also talk about to receive the goodness, forgiveness of sin and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
所以我们都很明白保罗一生就是一个传道的一个生命。
So that we know that the life of Paul was a preaching life.
若是没有保罗的话，我们不知道今天的福音到底会什么个走向，真的没有人知道。
And without Paul, that we don't know how the gospel is really going to spread much.
他在把福音就整个带到了欧洲，然后呢，一直到后面呢，就传遍了整个欧洲，然后传遍了整个亚洲，最后呢，整个其实整个世界都是因为保罗受到很大的影响。
Because of work of Paul, that the gospel was spread through Europe and then Asia, then throughout the world.
而且他是用一个可以说是一个代职的，是一个他也一边支帐篷一边传道，是一个代职的方式。所以我们弟兄姐妹，我们都可以在职场上面做很多的工作。So
he actually was preaching in the workplace as he is a tent maker.
然后他这里第12节就讲到一件事情呢，这就是他的一个意向，讲到说他。 可以得着耶稣基督呢，或者可以得着耶稣基督所要得着我的。So
in verse 12 of Philippians, it says, "Not that I have already obtained of all this, or I have already been made perfect."
啊，后面就是他要得到，我们可以得到，他可以得到耶稣基督所要得着他的。And
that I press on to take a hold of what the which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
也就是说，他一生的目标就是一个怎么样成为外邦人的使徒，做见证，把福音带到外邦人当中。So
that his goal was to become the apostles of the Gentiles.
就是为了这一件事情，他一生奔跑在这个当中。And
because of that calling, he was that was his lifelong mission.
那我们在第12节呢，特别就讲到，他说，或者我也可以得着耶稣基督，所以得着我的。So
in verse 12 it says, I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
我们中文翻成得着。And to gain.
In Chinese translation is to gain.
但是实际上他的意思是抓住，把它抓住。
And the original meaning is to grip or to grab.
所以你可以这样翻, 要得着耶稣基督, 要抓住耶稣基督, 所以抓住我的。
So it's...
听得, 你要原谅这个, 因为这个圣经已经写了100年了, 中文圣经了100年了, 所以不太好理解这个文法。
So we'll still stick with the NIV.
什么意思呢？我们把，所以呢，我来try，let me try it，OK。我们要他，所以保罗说我要抓住耶稣基督，所以抓住我的意思就是说我要抓住什么东西呢？就是耶稣基督抓住我要去抓住的那个东西。
So, basically. He was saying that I want to grab, Paul is saying that I want to grab on what Christ Jesus has grabbed on me, and then for me to go.
也就是说我们倒过来讲, 耶稣基督抓住了我。
And what it means is Christ Jesus grabbed me.
就叫我去抓住那件东西。
And he commanded me to go and grab on something else.
但是你知道圣经很有恩典。
And of course, God is full of mercy.
和合本呢, 再给他一个好, 简单一点的翻译, 太难了。
So in Chinese Union Translation, there is a simpler translation.
他说,获益做所要我得的。
So that actually translated or they want me to gain.
也就是耶稣基督要我去抓的,我可以去抓到那个耶稣基督要我去抓的,这样就简单了。
And what it means is what Christ Jesus want me to grab on.
这中间不管你怎么翻,它就是有一个很基本的一个中心的一个信息。
So regardless of the translation, there is a one central theme.
就是有一件东西是神要保罗去抓的。
So there's one thing that God wants Paul to grab on.
也就是他人生的所谓的一个意向，或者是他人生整个的目标，就是要往那一件事情那样东西去。
And that was the visions of God of Paul.
也就是他的所谓在这边的他向着标杆直跑的那一个标杆。
And that's basically the goal that Paul was referring to.
他一生就在这个标杆上面不断的前进。
And that was that he continued to press on towards the goal of throughout his entire life.
这是神给保罗的一个人生的信息。
And that is the life message that God gave to Paul.
我相信神给了保罗这样的信息，神给每一个人也有他人生的一个标杆。
So I believe that God also gives every single one of us a goal.
我们每一个人的人生都应该有 some sort of 意向，就是一种的不知道，就是一种的清楚的一个方向。So
every one of us should have a vision of his or her life.
或者我们讲回来，神也有要让我们去抓住的那一些东西。And
or like there are things that God wants us to grab on.
对我们人生当中，那是一个最重要的东西，就是当我们离开这个世界的时候，我们不能不抓住的那一个东西是什么东西呢？
And that was the most important thing that we need to grab on. As we press forward in life,
我相信神给每一个人的生命的目标或者生命的计划都不一样。And
God will have different plan and vision for us.
我们要抓的东西可能每一个人呢也都不太一样。神到底把我们的生命 lay out 在什么样的一个方向？So
whatever we need to grab on is different for every single one of us.
所以当我们看见保罗，他知道他要抓一个什么？抓一个外邦传福音的一个执事。
So what did the Paul grab on? He grabbed on the vision of being the apostle of the Gentiles.
对我们每一个人来说，我们也有一个方向。
And every single one of us have a direction.
神也要我们来抓这个标杆。And
God wants us to grab on this
goal. 向着标杆直跑。
And press forward to the goal.
所以我们要问同样的问题，好像我刚开始的时候，一开始的时候问的问题。
So we're going to ask the same question from the beginning.
标杆在哪里？什么是我们的标杆？
Where is our goal?
我们人生的目标到底在哪里？每一个人可能都不太一样。
Where is the goal in our life? Because it is different for every single one of us.
我们耶稣基督是我们的根基，我们在上面每一个人都来建造。我们要建造什么样的房子？我们需要有蓝图。
So the Christ Jesus is our foundations. When we build our house, you need a blueprint, and every single one of our blueprints is different.
我们今天太多人，当我们在盖这个房子的时候，我们是发现说，哎，这边比较好，比较好下钉子，我就在这里敲钉子；啊，那边比较好加快板子，我就在那边加快板子。到最后房子盖成什么样呢 ？We don't know.
So if we don't have blueprints that we just do things at will, just like building a house, that we will not know how the house will turn out to be.
有一天，当我们要把这个房子交出去的时候呢，人家会问我们说，你为什么会把房子盖成这个样子呢？
And when we turn over to the house, then people is going to question us, why you construct your house that way?
我们会说，哦，因为这样子比较简单，那样子比较方便，哦，这样子的话，我们做的比较舒适，而且我们就很多的都是当时的一个理由。And
we will have a whole bunch of excuses of explaining why that we constructed the house that way.
但是我们从来都没有一个清楚的 picture， 我们的房子到底该是像什么样子？
Because we never have any a clear picture or blueprint of what the house that we should be constructing.
所以我们在一个人生里面，我们很重要的就知道说，神你对我的人生的呼召是什么。So
it is very important to understand what is the calling of from God for you, every single one of us.
在教会里面一谈到说呼召，就很怕这两个字，呼召，哎呀，逃避呼召，好像逃避地狱的火一样。
And in the church, when we talk about the word calling, that there's many people who got really scared of it.
但是我们每一个神的儿女，我们都有一条路，好像我们的父母，我们做父母的，我们给我们的孩子都有一个盼望，都希望他们成为什么样的人。
But just like every single one of our parents have a path or the hope for their kids, so does God have a hope for us.
那我们到底要抓什么呢？
So what we should we grab on?
什么是神要我们去抓的东西？
What are the things that God wants us to grab on?
当你仔细看我们周围的一些环境的时候，你会发现我们都在抓一些我们奇怪，不是很 eternal, 很永恒的东西，但我们一直在抓。
And when you look around, that many people are grabbing on things that are not eternal.
有的人我们看见他们在抓他们的名，他们的 fame.
So there are many people who grab on their fame.
好像旁边的大家都可以认识我，都可以抬举我，然后都可以尊崇我，他就很高兴。
So when people around you that esteem you, that you feel very happy.
可是没有想到，当几十年过去以后，我们就离开了这个世界。
So after a few decades later, you will leave this world.
当我们离开以后，旁边的人会伤心难过一阵子。
And the people around us may feel sad for a while.
再过几十年，那些人也离开世界了。
And a few decades later, those people also leave the world.
没有人再记得我们了。
And there will be nobody who remembers.
我们抓了一个名，抓了一个地位，又怎么样呢
？So what if we grab on a fame or position?
有的时候我们抓钱。
So sometimes we grab on money.
哦，我们住在矽谷，大家对这个一点都不陌生。
So as a very familiar things in the Silicon Valley.
你知道很多的从外面从亚洲不管是中国或者是台湾我听见一些人他们就是喜欢来到矽谷看什么
And there are many people who want to visit the Silicon Valley from Asia, you know, China or Taiwan. What do they want to see?
他说哈哈 This is Apple. I see Apple.
And he will look at the big company at Apple.
Oh, HP. Wow, HP.
And I see Apple, HP, and those big
Google.
Companies. And Google.
I Google every day. Google.
And you will see all those big companies.
好兴奋，好像那个朝圣的 pilgrim 一样，他们朝圣那个 high tech 的朝圣。
And it was almost like a high tech pilgrim.
因为矽谷就给人一个感觉，我不知道大家，我们都生活在这里，我们对这个 Silicon Valley 有一个很我说不出来的一种感觉。
So that's the impression that Silicon Valley will give.
好像是充满一种机会。
And this is the impression is this is a place full of opportunities.
我们听到好多好多那种 startup， 就是那种小公司就突然就上市，股票就上市，一夕之间成名的这些故事，哦，常常就激励了我们这些矽谷人。
So there are, you'll hear stories about small company and startups that went initial public offerings, and then every single one of the employee become rich overnight.
那大家就很羡慕啊！有一天我也想变成那个样子。
And that it was very envious for many people.
当我信主之后，大概有几年的时间，我也在一个 startup 公司工作。
So after I received Christ, a few years, I was also working in a startup.
感谢主，我还可以礼拜天还继续的参加崇拜。
And praise the Lord, I was still coming to church every Sunday.
但是在这当中也受到很大的影响。
But I was very influenced by that atmosphere.
那我们那个小公司里面就有一个同事。
And it was a coworker of the startup that I was working in.
他一生的志向就是要在一个 startup 公司里面能够赚到很多的钱。
And his whole goal in life was to make a lot of money.
所以他说他绝对不去大公司。
And so that he said he will never go to a larger company.
他就是 hop around 小公司 hop 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 找机会。
And he was hopping around different startups to look for different opportunities.
所以我们大家都很崇拜这种好像哎呀，他就是很有办法，或者是很会发明，或者是很什么，一下子就哇就成功了。
So we will look up to the people that who all of a sudden can become successful and that make a lot of invention and so forth.
神要我们抓的是什么呢？
But what does God want us to grab on?
我们在 Silicon Valley 我们的 temptation 是很大的。
There's a lot of temptation in the Silicon Valley.
我记得在2000年的时候，公元2000年的时候，那是 startup 最兴旺的时候。
At the peak of the internet bubble in year 2000.
就在那个 bubble burst 之前的那一段时间。
And right before the burst of the internet bubble.
有一个同事就打电话给我，告诉我说，哎，那个公司要上市，是个 startup 要上市了，赶快寄 resume。
And there was a coworker that told me that there's a startup that was about to go IPO and go ahead and send your resume.
因为他说那一年呢可以赚到$1 million.
So he said that within in a year you can earn $1 million.
赶快去 fill in 那个位置，赶快去。
So hurry up and fill in that position.
就没想到上帝还是很幽默的。
And of course, God is quite humorous.
我记得很清楚，在公元2000年6月24号。
And I remember clearly on June 24th, in 2000, year 2000.
晚上睡觉的时候。
I was sleeping.
突然有一句话。
And all of a sudden, there was a speaking.
我相信那不是梦话。
And I believe that was not.
我相信那是从神来的话。
And I believe that is the voice from God.
很简单，很短的一句话。
That was very short.
你也要去吗
？And he says, you want to go, or you don't want to leave? You want to go?
你也要去吗
？Do you want to go as well?
这句话我一点不陌生。
That is not something that I'm not familiar with.
因为这句话是从约翰福音第六章出来的。
Because it also appeared in John chapter 6.
当耶稣基督在传道的当中说了一些话，很多人就觉得说，哦，这个道理太难了，我们不能听，我们不能懂。什么叫做吃你的肉，喝你的血，我们不能懂。
So when Jesus was talking about, you know, drinking his blood and having his flesh, that many people that could not comprehend.
所以大家都离开他了。
So everybody left.
耶稣就转回来对他的门徒说。你们也要去吗
？So he turned around and said, "Do you want to leave?"
意思就是说，你们要跟随那些人，听不懂，你们就觉得这个道太难，不对，你们就离开吗
？So that what it means is, do you want to follow those people who have already left?
彼得说一句话
，And Peter answered,
在你有永生之道
，And in you there is eternal life.
我还归从谁呢
？And whom shall I follow?
所以当神在梦中讲那几个字的时候，我马上就知道他在讲什么。
And when God mentioned those words to me, I knew immediately what he meant.
你也要去吗
？Do you want to go?
努力工作赚钱没有问题，但是当钱变成我们的偶像的时候，问题就出来了。
Of course, there's nothing seriously wrong of making earning salaries, but when money become an idol, then there's a problem.
在十九世纪的时候，加州有很大的那个淘金，就是淘黄金啊，淘金热。
So in 19th century, there's a gold rush in California.
有好几百万的人就从各个地方来到加州，就是要来淘金，因为发现了金矿。
So there are many, quite a few, million people that rush, came into California for the gold rush.
结果这么多人来的话，生活各样的这种 provision 就成了问题，这个生活上面的一些供应就成了问题。
Of course, the everyday provision become a problem, when there are so many people here.
特别是当中就缺了水。
And of course, especially they are lacking. One thing that's lacking is water.
大家拿不到，就是掏不到金，都很生活都很困苦的。
And of course, that the life was difficult, especially for those people that did not find any gold.
其中有一个小女孩，十七岁。
And there was a young girl, age 17.
她也在这个淘金热潮的里面，她也在那边淘。
She was part of the gold rush fever.
但是她突然发现了一件事情。
But then she discovered something.
她说：“哎，奇怪，这些人都缺水。
”And she found out that that all the people there lacks water.
她看到那个山上很多的水啊。
And she saw there was quite a bit of water in the mountains.
她想说，我为什么不把那些水拿来，然后呢，能够供应给他们
？So why don't I just get those water, and then so I can provide it to the gold rushers?
所以她就想办法把水从山上引下来，然后装成桶子里面，然后就去卖水。
So that she was channeling all the water from the mountains.And put them into the bucket or the barrels, and for her to go sell to the gold rushers.
旁边的人都笑话他说：“你有大把的金子不去掏，你在这边卖水做什么
？”And many people around her was laughing at her and saying that you're not spending your time to go panning the gold. Why are you spending your time putting water in the barrels?
但是很多年过去以后,
and many years passed.
大部分的淘金的人都没有淘到黄金, 都是空手而归。
Most of the gold rushers did not find any gold.
但是这个17岁的小女孩, 她就是卖水, 到最后她成为一个非常富有的人, 她就卖了6700万的水。
And but this little girl just made 67 million dollars.
6.7 million dollars. 所以在这当中, 人家都在追求黄金的时候, 她知道 水是最简单的事情，是我们每个人都需要。
So whoever those are going after the gold, that actually water is the one that is more important for them.
其实这也可以，我们如果想深一点的话，神的话就像水一样，我们需要的是什么？是那种突然而来的金子，还是我们需要每一天的水的供应？
So that also applies to us. Do we want that provision of water or the God's word every single day, or is something that is coming up in a one pot like a gold nuggets?
金钱绝对是我们生命当中需要不可或缺的东西。
Of course, for sure, money is a necessity.
但是金钱也绝对不会是神要我们去追逐的那个标杆。
But of course, money is also not the goal that God wants us to go after.
事实上，我们常常因为金钱的诱惑而把我们的标杆、人生真正的标杆弄模糊了。And
as actually often, money actually blur up the vision that we have.
以至于我们看不清楚神到底要我们去抓什么那个最重要的东西。So
that we will not know what is the one thing that God wants us to grab.
保罗有他的人生的标杆。
And of course, Paul had his life goal.
叫所有的人眼睛得开，从黑暗中可以归向光明，从撒旦的权下可以归向神。So
that he can open up the eyes of the Gentiles, to turn people from the power of Satan to power of God.
我们可以说保罗使用到神，保罗用到神给他一切的恩赐来服侍了那个时代。So
we can all say that Paul uses the gift that God gave him to serve the generation at that time.
成为那个时代的一个极大的祝福,
and becoming the blessing of the generation that he lived in.
也就是一个pour out的一个人生, 一个给予的人生。
So that is the life of giving.
所以我们可以知道, 当我们来领受我们人生标杆或者人生意向的时候, 这是一个很重要的一个概念。
So that it is important for us to understand that that is something that we need to know when we talk about the vision of love life.
很重要的一个问题,
so that's a very important question is,
我们需要来问我们自己,
we have to ask ourselves,
神怎么样可以使用我们成为别人的祝福?
How does God use us to become the blessing for other people?
我们如果用单数来讲, 神怎么样可以使用我成为别人的祝福?
So to narrow down the scope is, how does God use me to serve other people?
神给我们很多许许多多的东西。
God gave us many, many things.
神给我们很多的智慧, 聪明,
and he gave us wisdoms and intellects.
给我们很多的, 这种技巧, 手中的技巧,
and he gave us a lot of skills.
给我们一段很长的时间, 也不是那么长, 但是给我们一段, 一段时间, 一个人生,
and he gave us a life, the time in our life.
给我们智慧去赚钱,
and gave us the wisdom to make money.
给我们柔软的心去怜悯别人,
and also give us a compassionate heart to have empathy towards other people.
给我们智慧去创造,
and he gave us a creative mind.
我们有许许多多从神所赐给我们的这些的恩典。
There are many, many gifts that God gave to us.
但是这个问题, 神怎么使用我可以成为别人的祝福?
But the question of how does God use me to become a blessing for other people?
所以当我们来思想到说神给了我这些东西以后，我怎么样可以来祝福别人？
So when we start thinking about all the gifts that God gave us, how do we use those to bless other people?
每次讲到这一方面的事情呢，我就不能够不提到 Rick Warren 所讲的，他用 shape 来讲这件事情 ，shape。
So when every time I think about that, then I think about the word shape that shape that's used by Rick Warren.
S 就是 stands for spiritual gifts.
S is spiritual.
就是我们的属灵的恩赐。
So S 是 spiritual gift.
然后讲到这个heart, H 就是 for heart, 就是我们的那个心负担。你常常对一些东西，有的人对孤儿特别有负担，就养很多的孤儿。上一次在这。
H is heart. That was close.
上一次刘长老在我们当中分享的时候，他家里面住了多少个年轻人啊？八个年轻人是别人的年轻人，不是他家里的年轻人，住八个，他对年轻人特别有负担。
So a couple of weeks ago, Elder Liu was here, that he have a compassion for young people. There are actually eight young people who is living in his house right now.
不是住一天两天，一个月两个月，一住就好几年了。
And it's not for a day, a short period of time, a day, a few days or a few months, but a few years.
神有一个 burden 放在我们的心里面，那也是一个很好的一个 index, 一个我们可以去思想的，到底神给我们的标杆在哪里？
So that's a good index that for us to think about what is the goal in life that God wants us to go.
还有 A 讲到 ability.
So A is ability.
就是讲到我们的才能，神给我们很多的 skill.
Those talk about the capability and the skill that God gives.
有的人很会画画。
For example, some people is gifted in a drawing.
我们教会里面我就认识一个很会画画的一个小男孩，在我们家的黑板上随便画一个，哇，哇。
So there's a young boy among us who is very, very gifted in drawing.
人家十岁、十几岁、十一岁、十岁就画出来了，我到大概八十岁也画不出来的东西。
What he can do when he's age 10, 11, there's no, I can't even do up even when I'm
有的人对音乐很在行。
And there are some people who are gifted in music.
音感很好。
Is very very attuned to the tones.
我听说音感很好的生活其实很痛苦。
And I heard that that was actually pretty. They could have a difficult life.
因为所有的人的音都不准。
Because none of us have the right pitch.
有的人就很会治理，他一件事情他在他手上可以治理的井井有条。
And some people who are very good at management.
有的人很会做，很 handy， 他可以把各样的事情两三下就修好，就装好，可以 create 新的东西。他很有这种创造力，也很会修理东西，很 handy。
And some people are very creative or very handy that he or she can fix things really easily.
有人对 high tech 很在行，这种 high tech 的东西好复杂，我们都不懂的时候，他就很懂。
And there are people who are gifted in knowing the how things work in the high tech industry.
所以，当我们周围的有困难的时候，我们可不可以用我们这些恩赐去帮助他们？
So when people who are around us that have difficulties, can we use those gifts that God gave us to help other people?
所以神所给我们的这些恩赐呢，不是为了我们自己用，而是为了要来成为别人的一个 blessing.
So the gift that God gave to us is not really for ourselves, is to also bless other people around us.
P stands for personality.
P is personality.
就是我们的人格的特质。
So that is who we are and what we are.
有很多不同的人格的性格的样式。
There are many different type of personalities.
有的人是很温柔，很婉约。
There are some people who are kind and soft.
有的人是很 firm， 就是不妥协，就是不妥协。
And there are some people who are just firm.
上次在我们家有新人欢迎会，就有人提到。
And a few weeks ago, there was a gathering in our house for the newcomers. There are some people that were mentioned.
他说：“一进到教会，看见瑞华就好喜欢，好，叫做什么？就是很温柔，然后就觉得好有爱心，就好被接待的感觉。”
So when they first walk into the church, they saw Julia having a very kind and smiling and very warm personality.
那个微笑可能让别人一天都很高兴。
And that smile may make their day.
但有的时候我们也会看见有一些人就是很重要，因为他在这种真理晃动的当中就需要很 firm 的那种个性的人来承担这样的事情。
But there are also people who have a very firm personality, that especially for those there is a conflict between the righteousness or the right way of God.
好像马丁路德当他在改教的时候，别人说你要改，他就是不改。 Here I stand, 这是我的立场，我不改就是不能改。
So just for example, Martin Luther, he was firm in the belief that that he knows was right.
所以我们每一个个性都可以成为别人的祝福。
So all, every single one of us, with our personality, we can be the blessing for other people.
E stands for experience.
And E is experience.
就是我们的经历。
So that is what we went through in life.
神会让我们经历许多人生所没有经历，别人不一定经历过的事情，成为我们的一个很 unique 的地方。
So God is going to use the experience that we have in life to become the unique help for other people.
有一个人叫 Nick， 他是一个没有手，生下来就没有 limbs， 没有手没有脚的人。
There is a person called Nick. Don't forget his last name.
It's okay. 他是生下，但是呢，他刚出生下来的时候，护士把他交给他的妈妈，他的妈妈就说了一句话，把他抱走。What kind of tragedy? 好，这是大悲剧，把他抱走。
And when he was born, he had no limbs. So when he was carried to his mom at that time, after birth, his mom actually said, "Take it away. What a tragedy."
她不是没有爱心。
It's not that she has no love.
他们家是牧师家庭，她是师母。
And she was a pastor's wife.
但是她生了一个这样的孩子，那个当场没办法接受。
However, she could not accept the fact that her son was born without any limbs.
所以，但是凭着神给他们的力量，他们继续走下去。
But through the power of God that gave them, they journey on.
在这当中，他们自己那个小时候也是到处被人家欺负，应该没手没脚，然后去上学，他们就受很多人的欺负。
Of course, growing up, Nick was very bullied quite a bit because he had no limb.
但是他就想到一件事情，有一天他就想到一件事情，想到罗马书第八章讲的万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
But one day that he thought about the what it says in Romans chapter 8, and everything works in together for good for people who love him.
所以他就突然转过来，为什么不能够积极的来生活呢？
So he had a turnaround thinking now, why can't I live in a positive way?
所以他没有放弃，他现在到处在演讲，能够把神给他的一份特别的经历，去鼓励了许许多多的人。
So that now he is a motivational speaker that he used his experience to bless many, many people around him.
这就成为他人生的一个目标，一个标杆。
And that is the goal of his life.
他不仅大学毕业，
Not only that he graduated from college,
而且结了婚,
and he was married.
最近听说还有了孩子,
and he has kid.
他可以游泳,
yeah, he was able. He can swim.
当他十二岁的时候，他天天发愁，是不是有人要帮我这个上厕所完要帮我那个for the rest of his life.
And he was worried about the who is going to help him.Doing a whole bunch of necessity things for the rest of his life.
但是他都克服了。
But he overcame every single one of those.
所以神就让他享受他人生的喜乐。
So that God let him enjoy the joy of life.
因为他抓到了神给他的那个标杆。
Because he grabbed the goal that God gave it to him.
所以这里特别就叫我们看到说，我们不只有一个标杆，而且是要直奔。标杆向着标杆直跑。
So it says right there that not only that we have a goal, we have to press on towards the goal.
弟兄姐妹，当我们这个标杆不清楚的时候，或者我们不知道怎么去奔跑这个标杆的时候，我们的人生永远不能够得到满足。
So that if we don't know the goal of our life and press towards the goal, we can never be satisfied.
我们有人生的需要。
We have needs in our life.
在世俗的心理学里面，当他们研究的时候，他们 lay out 一些人生的需要。
And in the world psychology that there's actually outline several needs that we have in our life.
我们有生理的需要。
And we have physical needs.
我们要吃药、喝药、睡觉。
Yeah, those are like we need to eat, we need to sleep.
更高一层，我们就有安全感的需要。我们能够活下来，但是我们还有安全感。
We have the need to be secured.
然后我们安全感以后，我们还更需要一个情感上的一个需要。我们需要交朋友，我们需要 socialize。
And the next level up will be the emotional need.
在上面一层的话，我们需要被尊重，我们也需要自我尊重，也需要别人尊重，我们有一个尊重的需要。
And the next level up will be the need to be respected or also have self-respect.
最后他讲了一件事情，在圣经上面呢，其实早就讲了。
And then the last level, he talked about one thing that actually was talked about in the Bible all the time.
这件事情如果没有的话，我们的人生是空的。
And without this, our life will be empty.
是什么事情
？And what is that?
世俗的心理学说，所谓的自我实现。
So in the worldly psychology, it actually says is the need of self actualization.
什么叫做自我实现
？What is self actualization?
就是我有一个目标，我有一个理想，我有一个抱负，我可以凭着我的努力达到那个理想，达到那个目标。我经历这个过程，我得到的那一种的喜乐跟成就满足感。
So what is self-actualization is like that I have a goal that I work towards the goal, and when I achieve that goal, that I'm satisfied.
你可以吃很好的东西，你也可以睡很棒的床铺，你也可以有很多很多人尊敬你。但是如果你没有一个目标去追求，你没有一个理想到的那个地方的话，这一生你会觉得很空，因为你没有东西是杀人。
You can be satisfied with all four different needs that you have, but if you are not satisfied with the last, the need of self-actualizations.Your life will be empty.
这就是保罗所讲的，我们要向着标杆直跑，因为我们没有那个标杆的话，我们这个人生是空的。
So that's what Paul is saying, that if you don't have a goal and press upon towards the goal, if you don't do that, your life will be empty.
在马可福音里面第十章讲到一个故事，讲到一个少年官的故事。
And in Mark chapter 10,
他讲到
there is a young ruler.
他讲到这个少年官什么都有。
And he was talking about the young ruler. He has everything.
有钱
He has money.
我相信也很帅
I think he was pretty handsome too.
年轻
He was young.
哇，为耶稣啊
And he came to Jesus.
我怎么样可以承受永生
What can I do to inherit in eternal life?
耶稣就说诫命你知道啊，不可杀人，不可奸淫啊，这些你都知道啊。
So Jesus replied that, you know, all the commandments that you know, that, you know, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, and so forth.
他说，哦，夫子啊，这些我从小就有了。
And he said, Rabbi, I have obeyed those since I was young.
我从小就遵守十诫了。
And I was obeying the Ten Commandments since I was very, very young.
我是一个很有 character, 我是很有品德, 很有 noble, 我是个 noble man 啊。
I'm a noble man, I have all those characters.
耶稣看着他，圣经上说就爱他。
And when Jesus saw him in the Bible, they recorded Jesus had compassion on him.
就讲了一句非常重要的话。
And he said one thing that was very important.
你还缺少一件。
And there was one thing you lacked.
后面我们知道，可能是因为他把钱当偶像，所以耶稣给他一个 challenge， 叫他把他所有的就变卖掉。
And Jesus gave him a challenge to sell.Everything he has, and give it to the poor.
他就讲到这句话，你还缺少那一件。
And he said, "You are still lacking one thing."
后面的故事讲到，他听了这个话，脸就变了色，忧忧愁愁的走了。
So after that, he heard of that challenge of selling all his belongings. His face changed, and then he went away sorrowfully.
所以他是一个好人，他是一个很年轻，什么都有，但是他不满足。
So he was a very good person. He has everything, but he's not satisfied.
他守了律法，他很好的品格，各方面都是人所称羡的，但是他心里面没有满足。我要到底要怎么样？我觉得这个生命没有意义，到底要怎么样才能够得着
？And he has everything, but he does not feel there was purpose in life that he was looking after.
这就是告诉我们一件事情：当我们没有那个标杆，所以或者我们没有想要去达到那个标杆的时候，我们的人生是非常空虚，到最后就是忧忧愁愁。
So it tells us one thing that if we don't have that goal and we don't press towards that goal, and then at the end we'll be very sorrowful.
所以保罗说：“我要向着标杆直跑。”
So that Paul says that I'm going to press towards the goal.
什么东西拦住我，就把它丢掉，我就要向着那个标杆直跑。
So whatever is hindering me, I'm going to throw it away. I'm just going to move towards the goal.
因为他都知道，说到最后呢，耶稣基督呢，这个他从上面招我要去得这个奖赏，后面还有一个奖赏啊。
And because he talked about there is actually a heavenly reward.
有我们想象不到的奖赏，我们常常在教会里面啊，我们都不知道怎么去描述，因为大家都不知道是什么。
And we can't really describe it because we don't really know what it is.
只知道说是人心未曾看见，人眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心未曾想过的。
And we only know that was things that people have never heard nor seen.
那我相信比现在好的话，那一定就是非常好了。
So of course, if it is better than what we can see now, it must be very good.
因为我们都不想死，我们觉得现在都蛮好的。
Because none of us really want to die.
所以将来的一定是很美的一个世界。
So of course, in the future, the eternity got to be a very beautiful world.
但是在这个地方，除了得到那个奖赏以外，我觉得还有一个更重要的奖赏。
But beside the heavenly reward, there is one reward that I think is more important.
就是神他能够喜悦我们在他里面的那一个爱，那一个对他的那份的爱。
So it's that God is pleased with the love that we have for Him.
那种一生在他面前持守对他的那种感情。
That is the unfailing love that you have for God.
哦，这是非常 touch 到神的心。神，当我们有一天见神，我们不要说我们有一天，我们那一天，一定是有那一天。我们在神见神的面的时候，除了奖赏，我觉得更大的一个喜乐，就是我看见了我爱的主，他满意我所做的一切。
So that when we go see the Lord one day, that beside the reward, I think the important thing is that we are going to be delighted in seeing the God is pleased with the love that we have for Him.
好像我们送一朵花给我们的女朋友，如果女朋友很高兴的话，哦，我们就很高兴，因为她高兴了，我就很高兴，为我所做的，我很高兴。
Just like if you are still dating, that you give a rose to your girlfriend, that when she is happy, you are happy.
我们有一天都要见神的面。
One day we're all going to see the face of God.
神怎么称呼我们呢
？What would God call us?
我们向着标杆直跑的时候。就是忠心良善的。
And when we press towards our goal, that is good and faithful servant.
我们可以从神那边得到极大的满足。
And we can get a full satisfaction from.
一切的劳苦就都不徒然了。
And then all the suffering and pain will be all worth it.
我很小，大概四五年级的时候，有一次我的母亲出差一个礼拜到外面去。
When I was fourth or fifth grade, my mom was out on business for 1 week.
我的父亲就留在家里面带我们这些孩子。
So my dad was with us at that time with all the kids.
后来就不知道做了一个什么事情，我就不知道无形中做了一个什么事情，是个好事情 end up. 然后我的父亲就很高兴，伸出他的大指头来，小崽子，好。小仔仔仔 boy 那个 wow kids.
Okay, so when I did something really good, then my father put out his thumb and said, "Good work, little kid."
我就说，我心里面就在想说，哇，好棒啊！我想说，我妈妈回来之前，我要给她赚十个。
And then I was very happy, and then I was thinking that.Before my mom come back, I want 10 of those praises.
可能去把桌子擦一擦啦，爸爸就过来，小仔仔，好。
And maybe I'm just gonna mop the table, and then when he comes, he's gonna say, "Good work, little one."
两个。
Okay, one more.
三个、四个、五个，一直积到了十个。我就很怕我妈妈回来之前我没有十个。
And then I would just keep counting. I was very concerned that I will not be able to get to 10 praises before my mom comes back.
我印象记得好清楚，我终于集到了十个。
And then I have a very strong remembrance that I finally got all 10 praises.
一个小孩子，当妈妈回家的时候，看见妈妈很兴奋，对不对
？And of course, when your mom comes back from a business trip, that.Every one of us will be very excited, right?
你跟她说什么？
And what would you say to her?
妈，你好累哦，你好辛苦哦。你大概不会讲这些话。
Some of them may not say, "Well, you're tired. It's very tough. It's tough on you."
比较实际的话是，妈，你买了什么礼物回来吗？
And some of us will say, "Well, what did you get for me, mom?"
但是当我见到我妈妈的时候，我就很兴奋了。我说，妈 ，I got what's 我那时候不会讲英文了，我说我得了十个小崽子，好。
But for my turn, I came and I was very very excited, and I went to her and say, "Mom, I got 10 good work, little kid."
我妈妈可能还搞不清楚是什么状况，但是我就很兴奋，我就记得那个场景。
And Of course, my mom probably didn't know what was happening, but I remember that the environment at that time vividly.
有一天我们见神的面的时候，当我们知道我们的标杆，我们努力的向着标杆直跑的时候，有一天见到神的面就是这样，我们有了十个小仔仔。好。
So when we see God one day, that it will be just like that. That He will, if we have our goal, He's going to say, "Good work, little one."
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
好，亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，主啊，借着保罗的一生的经历，真的让我们看见哦，一个人生当有了目标、有了方向、有了你给我们生命的一个标杆的时候，这个人生会变得多么多么有刺激、精彩、兴奋，让我们在这当中又有满足的成就感。求主来帮助我们，早早的让我们认清什么是你所要给我们这一份人生的一个标杆。也给我们恩典，让我们能够直奔，向着标杆就直奔，能够直跑，把我们一切的拦阻都放在后面。帮助我们，主啊，让我们进入你一切的喜乐当中，因为我们被造，主啊，就是要与你团契，享受与你团契的喜乐。求主来帮助我们，让我们向着标杆直跑。我们谢谢主，听我们这样的祷告，靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。好，让我们来唱诗歌啊，我们上个礼拜唱过，但这个礼拜我觉得真的是必须要再唱一次。